to the What If podcast with Mike and Scott.
Yeah.
And today, on this episode, we have Tony Mayer.
Hey.
Three episodes in, and we had to call in a special guest already.
Well, the first one, Dave Arndorfer just kind of wandered in.
Yeah, all right, maybe this will just be a new thing. It's a short podcast that we do on the fly, so anyone who wanders in.
To be fair, I didn't wander in. I was tearing down from VHS nights.
You wandered into the podcast. All right, so if you join us for the podcast first time, what we do is we present two ideas, concepts or ideas to each other. We don't know what they are. I say one, Scott says one, and then we explain what we just kind of explore the possibilities of what if a world had this thing. For example, what if jelly donuts was currency? That's an example.
My pockets would be very sticky.
That's right. And
we'll give examples, and then some stuff would just be about that.
Right.
I'm just showing you guys I'm hip to the concept.
Good.
I
think
once you land down, I can get into it.
So we don't know these two things. I have a concept. Scott has a concrete idea.
Yeah.
All right. I have no concept.
All right.
What if shampoo bottles
were required for military service?
Okay.
You thought of this in the shower, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I told you.
You just look at the shampoo bottle and
No, I was just thinking, like, because shampoo bottles, like, you use them, and eventually get to the point where, like, either I just throw it out or I pour water in it to, like, just keep shaking it up.
Oh, yeah,
so at least I have soapy water to keep using the shampoo.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, I always think of how annoying shampoo bottles are, because then, like, no matter how often you rinse it out, there's always shampoo suds. And I'm like, what if you had to use this for anything else other than recycling? Because, like, you just keep rinsing it out and then you throw it away or put it in a recycling bin or something. Like, there's got to be more uses to it than that.
I was just at a hotel last weekend. I was watching TV and Full Metal Jacket on, so immediately the first thing I think of is, this is my shampoo bottle. There are many like it, but this one is mine. You will give your shampoo bottle a woman's name. You will take it to bed with you every night. You repugnant son of a bitch. Can we swear?
Yeah.
Okay, then, I just did, so.
I'm sure.
And then Private Pyle just puts a shampoo bottle and just squirts it into his mouth.
Heart plus is coming out.
Chokes himself to death on soap. The shampoo bottle would be a standard piece of military equipment, so therefore every serviceman would complain about his shampoo bottle.
Sure.
There'd be a lot of Army shampoo bottle jokes,
To be sure. And a lot of... like the upper officers would have better shampoo bottles than the.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
You know, when you leave the service, they give you a silver engraved shampoo bottle for all the dedicated time you gave to your country, the sacrifices you made for the service.
I'm just imagining them getting, like, because when you're in service, you wear your outfit.
Like, your uniform?
Like, yeah,
your little outfit thing you got on there.
My little army outfit.
You, like, walk around in public, so nice. And you're wearing your, like, your outfit.
Oh, well, I always wear my outfit in public.
But you're wearing a uniform.
I'm a
so, like, you got
man.
You're walking around like, oh, he's in the army or the military or some sort, because you can tell by his clothes. So, like, he would always have to carry his shampoo bottle around, right? Like, what if he's, like, flying on a civilian airplane? You can't bring shampoo bottles on airplanes.
You can if you're an air marshal.
You can if they are smaller than 4 ounces.
Yeah.
But a 4-ounce shampoo bottle does not have the field effectiveness of a full-size 16-ounce combined head and shoulders, head and body.
Yeah.
I would imagine they would have, like, shampoo bottle holsters.
Yes.
And, like,
fine leather crafted.
And those little teeny bottles, like, a bandolier.
Oh, a bandolier.
That would be cool.
I was thinking like the ones that you, like, you put, like, in the,
oh, yeah,
the
like
holster.
Like a secret knife down there.
Yeah.
A secret.
Mein Führer, the enemy has conditioner. You must surrender. Advance.
Do you think that they're right now, I don't know if it's all military. I mean, they shave their head.
Yeah,
they do.
They probably force them to, like, say, you have to grow long hair. And they're like, but what if someone tries to grab my hair and slit my throat? Because that's why they shave it, because you can't, like, just yank on their hair.
Was that why?
That's what I heard.
Oh.
Like, because, like,
I heard it was just...
Because then you can grab their hair and pull back.
I heard it was to break everyone down to kind of the same level.
That's probably more realistic.
Kind of reduce you to a shaved ape.
Yeah. But I was just imagining, like, if it was the idea of someone could grab your hair and, like, pull your head back and slit their throat, they're like, their hands would, like, slide through their silky, smooth hair. And, like, oh, I can't get a grip on it anyways. Like, that's right.
That is because you have done proper conditioning on the air.
I feel like there would be regulation military man bun. That was to keep the hair out of your face during the line of duty.
Yeah. I imagine there's also some good shower songs.
Oh, yeah.
Those are like those things.
I don't know what shaving shit.
And do you think, like, as a punishment, instead of saying, drop and give me 20, they say, get in the shower and lather for 50 seconds.
Hit the showers. The rest of you go take a lap and then hit the showers.
But only one shower. He has to take three.
I feel like women would have a more active role in the services. I feel like there would be, better chances for inclusion, considering that in civilian life, the female population does have more experience with proper conditioning of the hair.
True. One time I was
you staying. Maggots can't shave a scalp like Sheila.
One time I was staying at my friend's apartment, and I took a shower in her bathroom, and I used her shampoo because I didn't have my shampoo with me. Holy shit, my hair smelled and felt so good the rest of the day. I don't remember what kind she had, but I'm like, they have shampoo. Like, guys, like, if they, oh, you go like men's shampoo, it's like, oh, here's dandruff stuff or just normal stuff. They have, like, things that, like, liquefy and intoxify hair or whatever. I don't know the words.
No, women drop mad hydrate. Bank on shampoo. They are willing to spend within much higher ranges of quality products than I think we men ever dream of.
Fun fact, I don't shampoo my hair.
You don't?
No.
How do you give it a pep talk?
I do nothing.
I would say, do you soap it?
No.
Have you gone natural?
I just wash it. I just rinse it with water.
Building up your essential oils?
I was in a play like 20 years ago, maybe, and I wore a Brill Cream in my hair.
Uh-huh.
Play, and then that stuff doesn't wash. You have to wash like three times. The first, like the shampoo just like...
Yeah, it
nothing happens. Yeah, and then it's wash your hair like three times. So and I was like, oh, this is a lot of washing. Like three nights of the play, I'd wash my hair the next morning. I have to Brill it the next, and so I was like, oh, forget it. I'm just not going to wash it, which is the beauty of Brill Cream because it's still fresh and clean. And you're still nice and good.
Yeah, kind of leaves you with a nasty pillow.
A little nasty pillow, yeah.
What is like the consistency, like Vaseline or something?
It's greasy.
Is it a pomade or is it slicker than that?
I was using, I can't even find it anymore. I don't know, actual Brill Cream brand Brill Cream.
Yeah.
So it was some petroleum-based thing.
Okay.
But either way, after that, like, so
that's got that. It's got that 50s sheen.
Yeah, okay. Which I liked. It was neat, but it doesn't really fit into our modern era. But I did get in the habit of, because all through rehearsals and then all through the production, I started questioning, why am I shampooing every day? And then I just stopped shampooing, and nothing happened. My hair is, so every so often I'll get a haircut, and they'll give you the shampoo, and I'll say, yeah, let's give it a little shine there, why not? But otherwise, I don't shampoo.
I have.
So far, no one has mentioned anything to me, one way or another.
I was. I have a problem where, like,
I'm going to be scrutinizing your hair a lot more from now on.
Where, like, if I don't shampoo,
as long as you guys have known me, I've never shaved.
If I don't shampoo my hair for like 2 or 3 days, my scalp gets dry as shit.
No,
and it hurts and it itches, and then I scratch it and I have dandruff all over the place. Mm-hmm. It's a great thing for women to hear.
I just generally don't like the feel, the consistency of my hair when I'm not. So I'm locked into it. I'm locked into it at this point.
We're not recording. Are we? Oh, we are. I'm sorry.
God.
I'm sorry. I couldn't see that last number there.
Thanks for the terror.
I know. I was like, oh, this is good.
I was upset at it.
Although, I was like, one time I did go camping for a week straight. I didn't shower or anything like that. My hair looked fucking cool as hell. It like had like waves and some of that.
Yeah.
Whatever. But like, I mean, that most of that was probably from like, I was greasy sort of because I was like, but we'd go swimming in the lake. And then we come back, and I would get like sand in my hair and like water from the lake and stuff. My hair looked awesome. And then I came home and I had a shampoo like 2 or 3 times.
I find when I do shampoo, my hair gets like fluffy and light and just like flowy and weird when I have the barber person shampoo with me.
Yeah.
So I don't.
You know what the downside of the shampoo being required for military service Every time you step in the shower, another PTSD moment.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. You can never wash yourself clean.
God damn, I thought I told you to take that out of there.
Don't leave that in there. I think I have the closest to a military service with you guys. That's why I don't shampoo anymore, man. I can't do it.
You went to Iraq.
Do you know how many pictures of dead... Do you know how many dead civilians flash before my eyes every time I see a bottle of fucking T-gel?
I'm just thinking of like a shitty horror movie where like where they're in the shower and they like they used to get like above camera shot where he squirts like the shampoo in his hand and it's just red. He's like, oh. And if like, he rubs his eye and looks and it's blue, he's like, oh, okay.
You don't deserve to be in this war.
Yeah.
I was also thinking of how bad that would be, like, because if they had to have it on them the whole time,
yeah,
like. Sleeping would be probably bad because you wake up like, why is my bed wet? Oh no, it's all my shampoo got out.
Or like, they have it on them while they're sleeping?
I don't know. I've never been in the military. I don't know how.
I don't think they wear their guns to bed. And even so, what you're implying is it went off. Shampoo bottles then would have like safety on them, I would hope.
Oh yeah,
probably. Yeah, the cap would have like a safety lock.
A gasket, a lock.
Like when you go to like the your prescriptions filled, you have to like push it down and turn it, or like squeeze it and turn it.
Childproof cap.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Also, I wonder how different it would be in A Few Good Men when they beat the person with like the sock with soap bottles in it.
That's
soap.
That's not A Few Good Men. That's or is it? No, that's the one we were just talking about. That's Full Metal Jacket.
Mm. Oh,
they,
was it?
They beat him with the soap.
Maybe. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But like instead of soap, bars of soap, it's like
full of shampoo bottles.
Just a little teeny shampoo.
Like or like just one big shampoo bottle. So it's like a.
Ow.
Yeah, that would hurt. Not as much as the soap. It was, but.
The little obstacle course would have like you crawl up the wall and land in a water full of suds.
Oh, I was thinking like when they have to climb the wall, like there's like slick shampoo on the outside.
What's the matter, son? Is it too clean for you? Oh, I'm sorry if you do not enjoy rinsing and repeating. Come on, give me one for the core.
I'm gonna make you repeat this lap if you don't keep shit.
Yes, sir.
That would definitely be a thing. Like at the end of anything, they do, you know, three laps. And now repeat!
Sir, you men have heard the expression that cleanliness is next to godliness. Bullshit! Cleanliness is godliness. You will remember that.
I'm just, they're like badass military people. Time to clean up. Time to take them to the showers.
I just imagine like... Like get the obstacle course, and there's like this like ropes hanging down, but they're like really far apart. It's like, I told you, there's no tangles involved. I don't know.
Oh my God, he's dead in the field. Somebody bring his loofah.
Sorry, I did like how you're like you're sounding like, yeah, that was a good one. Make me and Michael like. Loofah was for soap.
It's used, you know, it's used in that environment.
Yeah, that's fair game. That's true.
Yeah.
Like, there's like two things in the shower you have. Stuff for your hair and stuff for your body.
I also imagine that, so now, like, picturing, like, the Army commercials, like, be all you can be, kind of, like, or, you know.
Yeah.
And then the finesse commercials where she's, like, her hair's flowing.
The herbal essences.
I mean, they're switching those around. So the herbal essence ones are more like opening the shower curtain.
Army one.
Water goes.
We're just asking for a few good men and women.
I was thinking those herbal essences when they're shampooing that lady's hair.
Yeah.
Like, and then she's like,
she's making the noises.
Yeah.
Is that the one, the noises.
Yeah, but like, but they have like someone doing her, like washing her hair for her, right? Or am I thinking,
it's her. Hurts. She's the master of her own.
Oh, she's
hair.
Doing her own. Okay,
yeah.
Well, there goes my plan. I was imagining like her, like someone doing that to her, and she's like, and the whole time she just has her hand up against like her forehead, like saluting. There's like someone behind her, like just watching her hair.
Well, I think we should probably end that loofah.
Yeah,
that's our brand new shampoo, codenamed Agent Orange.
oh no, that's dangerous.
It is a dangerous military grade experimental
shampoo.
But
it smells citrusy. Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
We cleaned up the jungles of Cambodia like you wouldn't believe.
Literally cleaned, I get it.
That was another episode of What If?
I'm ashamed of myself.
I don't know. Should we end these with a special way of saying things? I don't know how we did end the other ones. We're just like, yeah, it's done. That's it. Right?
Thanks for coming.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to What If. Tune in again to see what's next.
Yeah. What if you listen to the next episode?
What if? Oh. I love it.
We'll fine-tune it.